You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Reveal. On tonight's edition, a look back at lessons learned from this year's chaotic election season. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, the religious landscape in America is changing across the country and within families, as illustrated in this clip from the early 2000s show, The O.C.
We didn't really know how to raise Seth.
Yeah, so I raised myself. And in doing so, I created the greatest super holiday known to mankind, drawing on the best that Christianity and Judaism have to offer. And you call it Chrismica. Just hearing you say it makes me feel all festive. Allow me to elaborate. You see, for my father here, a poor, struggling Jew growing up in the Bronx, well, Christmas, it meant Chinese food in a movie. And for my mom over here, well, it meant a tree, it meant stockings and all the trimmings. Isn't that right?
We're very proud.
Other highlights include 8 days of presents, followed by one day of many presents. So, what do you think?
That was a clip from the 2000s television show The O.C. describing the traditions of one household with a Jewish parent and a Protestant parent.
A survey of the religious landscapes of the country done by the Pew Research Center found that about 20% of Americans grew up in households with more than one religion represented. Of these Americans, about 1 in 10 said they were raised by two people of differing religious backgrounds, such as a Catholic mother and a Jewish father, and the number of Americans raised in interfaith homes appears to be growing.
Joining us now to talk more about the report is Gregory A. Smith, Associate Director of Research at the Pew Research Center. Gregory, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a huge report, Greg, tapping into the religious landscape of the United States. Let's talk about these interfaith households. Spell out some of the numbers that you found as you started to look into this.
Yeah, well, you cited, I think, one of the most important ones. About 1 in 5 American adults say they come from a religiously mixed background. That includes about 1 in 10 people who say that their parents both had a religion, but religions that were different from each other. Importantly, however, there's another big group, another 1 in 10 American adults, who say one of their parents belonged to a religion. One of their parents was Catholic or Protestant, is Jewish, and the other had no religion at all. They were atheist, agnostic, or just nothing in particular when it came to their own particular religious identity.
Now, 1 in 5, one way to look at it is that, well, that means 4 in 5 came from a family with parents with the same religious background, or I guess a single parent family, just one. But this is really different. This is really a rise compared to the past, isn't it, of people in interfaith households?
Well, it certainly looks that way, and you're right to point out that if 1 in 5 adults come from a mixed background, that means that 4 in 5 come from a single kind of religious background, and we shouldn't lose sight of that. However, the data do show that millennials, the youngest adults that we were able to talk to, are much more likely to come from a religiously mixed background than are their older counterparts. More than a quarter of millennial adults say they come from a mixed background, compared with only about 1 in 5 Generation Xers and baby boomers, and fewer still among Americans from older generations. So it does look like mixed religious backgrounds may be on the rise in the United States.
And let's define our terms a little bit. So what are we defining as a group? Because if we started, say, breaking down within Protestant, is that a Baptist marrying a Methodist? You didn't go that fine with the distinctions in this broader report.
That's right. You have to make a lot of judgment calls anytime you're doing this kind of analysis. In this particular report, we treat Protestantism as a single religion, and we recognize and appreciate that you might make that other researchers might make a different decision on that. It can be really difficult, though, when you start to analyze intra-Protestant marriages in terms of determining the extent to which that might include a real mixture, and to what extent it might include people who belong to different denominations but really hold a lot of the same beliefs. We thought the most conservative approach, so to speak, was to treat Protestantism as a single category in this analysis.
Right. So if anything, if you decided to break it down more, we would see potentially more interfaith households if we broaden the definition that way. So this is a pretty striking increase, even if we're not doing that.
That's exactly right. If you were to treat Baptists and Methodists and Lutherans as separate religions, then the numbers would only go up. Instead of 1 in 5 Americans, you might see 1 in 4, 1 in 3. We haven't done the analysis to know for sure, but the numbers could only go up from here.
Talking to Greg Smith from Pew Research Center. They've done a big study on the religious landscape in the United States. These are things they also track over time. Right now we're talking about a rise in interfaith households, people from different religious backgrounds or one parent with a religion, one without. Interested in hearing from you, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Are we describing the household that you grew up in? We'd love to hear how that worked out. Or is this the household you're raising kids in? Again, 800-642-1234. And Greg, let's talk about the kids who grew up in these families. What are we learning in this report about whose religion they pick up, if anyone's?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things we can point to. Number one is that among people who were raised in a mixed religious background, they really could go any number of different directions when they reach adulthood. Some people from mixed religious backgrounds follow and wind up adopting their mother's religion for themselves. Others adopt their father's religion for themselves. Still others opt for neither one and sort of chart their own proverbial spiritual course, if you will. Now, one thing, though, is clear. There is one conclusion you could take away from these data. If you were a parent and you want to maximize the chances of passing on your own faith, or no faith for that matter, you want to maximize the chances of passing that on to your children, then the key really seems to be that you want to make sure that they're raised only within that faith and not in another. If you're a Catholic and you want to make sure that your kids or maximize the chances that your kids will grow up to be Catholic, then it's important that their other parent also be Catholic. If you're Protestant and you want your children to grow up to be Protestants, then it's important that their other parent also be Protestant. Once you introduce another element into the equation, then everything is kind of up for grabs.
Yeah, but it's not a slam dunk even within that, say, Catholic parent family. It's not a guarantee that the kids will grow up choosing to stay with Catholicism, is it? I mean, the percentage is higher, but not 100% or close to that.
Absolutely not. You're absolutely right about that. There really are no guarantees in American religion. There's a lot of churn. There's a lot of changing. There's a lot of switching that goes on within American religion. But we can see in the data that among people raised exclusively in Catholicism by two Catholic parents or by a single person who was Catholic, they have about a 6 in 10 chance of identifying as Catholics as adults. The same thing is true for people who are raised without any religion. If both of their parents are religiously unaffiliated, that is to say they have no particular religious identity, then their kids have about a 6 in 10 chance of also being religiously unaffiliated when they reach adulthood. If you introduce another kind of religious influence into that dynamic, the numbers go down pretty precipitously from there.
Now, getting back to this rise from generation to generation of interfaith marriages, again, not the norm, not the majority, but a growing number. And we hear in other sociological research about the big sort. We're more and more only encountering, working with, dealing with people like ourselves in terms of class, political opinions, things like that. This marriage data suggests we're maybe unsorting a little bit. We're more prone to interact and even marry people who aren't from our faith or lack of faith background.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Religious intermarriage is not uncommon at all. We know that about a quarter of all married people today are married to a spouse from a religion that's different than their own. And part of what's driving that trend is that we've seen remarkable growth over the last couple of decades, really, in the share of American adults who say they have no religion, who identify themselves as atheist or agnostic or as just nothing in particular in terms of their religious identity. That group is growing very rapidly. And as a result, you have an increase. It looks like you have an increase in the number of marriages that match a Christian in particular, a Protestant or a Catholic, with someone who has no religion. And that kind of mixing is very common.
That's interesting. I mean, that seems like it might be a tough call. Did your research at all ask people how they prioritize one parent or the other's religious tradition, or did you not dig to that level of specifics?
We did. We asked people to look back on their own childhood, and we asked them, you know, which of your parents was more responsible for your own religious instruction? And lots of people say that their parents shared in their religious upbringing equally. But among those who say one or another of their parents was more responsible for their religious upbringing, people by and large name their mothers. Mothers play a bigger role, play the lead role more often than not in the religious instruction of their children. And perhaps as a consequence among people who come from a religiously mixed background, those folks are much more likely to identify with their mother's religion when they reach adulthood than they are to identify with their father's faith. Among people raised by two biological parents who had different religions, half now identify with their mother's religion. Only about a quarter identify with their father's religion, and the remaining quarter identify with something completely different.
We're talking to Greg Smith, Associate Director of Research at Pew Research Center. His recent reports show that one in five Americans grew up in interfaith households, and that number is rising. The younger the generation, the more likely you are to be in a mixed faith or mixed faith and non-faith household.
And we'd love to hear from you on this. Did you grow up in a household where multiple faiths were represented? How did you navigate different traditions? Are you marrying someone from outside your religion? And how did you teach your children about religion? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll be back with a conversation, maybe hear from you here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're continuing our conversation with Gregory A. Smith, Associate Director of Research at Pew Research Center. His recent report shows that one in five Americans grew up in interfaith households.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you grow up in an interfaith household? Parents of different religious, spiritual backgrounds, non-religious backgrounds for that matter. How did it change your outlook? How did it modify your traditions? Did you pursue one of their paths, neither, or a hybrid thereof? And have you yourself married outside of your faith? How do you talk about religion in your household? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to our callers now. We'll start off with Mark in Delavan. Mark, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about, Mark?
Well, I was raised in an Episcopalian household. My father was an Episcopalian priest, but didn't really, you know, push things on me. And when it came time to get confirmed, I actually didn't want to be confirmed in the Episcopalian church. And I didn't understand that when my mom asked me if I wanted to or if I wanted to think about it, that what she probably meant was, did I want to consider some other form of Protestantism? I started looking into Taoism and Buddhism, and now I'm an agnostic. I did get married to a Catholic woman. We're no longer married. And I was agnostic then and just said, you know, yeah, the kids can go to Catholic school. I just want to be able to debrief them when they get home.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Interesting couple of generations there, it sounds like, Greg. A couple things there. Moving away from the tradition, both parents, it sounds like Episcopalian, both Protestant in terms of your research, Greg, turning to something completely different. You mentioned the Catholic numbers, I think. How common is that for Protestant couples?
Well, one thing that I was struck by is the switch, the change from being raised in an Episcopal background to exploring different faiths. That is not at all unusual. One thing that is so striking in these data, that's so striking to me every time I look at them, is that there are many, many Americans who switch religion at some point in their lives, who switch religion between childhood and adulthood. If we treat Protestantism as a single religion, then we can see that fully one-third of American adults currently identify with a religion, or with no religion, that is different than the way in which they were raised. And if we add to that switching between the major Protestant traditions, between evangelicalism and mainline Protestantism and the historically black Protestant tradition, when we add that in, the numbers go up even higher. More than 4 in 10 American adults currently have a religion different than the one in which they were raised. So it is very common for Americans to explore other options and adopt religions for themselves that may be different than those of both of their parents.
Right, and as I understand it, that's a huge trend. The last thing you mentioned from what we might consider mainstream Protestant traditions that got big in the United States in the 1800s to interdenominational, big interdenominational churches. This is still a big thing, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you look at the long-term trends in American religion, then you can see that the Protestant share of the population as a whole has been declining for quite some time. And those declines are concentrated especially within mainline Protestantism. The share of Americans who identify with mainline Protestant denominations now stands at about 15% or so, and that's come down in recent years. By contrast, the share of Americans, the number of Americans who identify with evangelical Protestantism is steady. In fact, the numbers of evangelical Protestants in the United States may even be growing. So these are two parts of Protestantism that really have been and remain on different trajectories.
Thanks for sharing your story. To our caller, we'll go next to Kim in Perry, North Carolina. Kim, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, Kim?
Really enjoying the show because my family is the blendedest of blended families ever. My grandmother, I was raised part of the year at my grandmother's house. She was a devout Lutheran. And my mother was from the South, and she was a hellfire and brimstone Southern Baptist. Like, you know, sulfur, everything, the whole thing. My stepfather was a devout Catholic. So my brother, who's a year younger than I am, is a Mormon. I myself am a Muslim. I have one sister who's a Catholic and one who's a Buddhist. My daughter, my older daughter, is an evangelical Christian and a missionary, and my younger daughter is an atheist.
Kim, I got to ask, what is the family meal like when you all get together?
Oh, my gosh. We haven't even talked about cultural, the multicultural facet. The sister who's Catholic was married to a guy from Laos. But it's actually that my other sister who became Buddhist, which is the predominant religion of Laos, and then I married a Turk, and so there's our meals, our get-togethers are fabulous.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for sharing that. Greg, Kim's family, a microcosm of the American religious melting pot, it sounds like.
I think so. I would love to be a fly on the wall for some of those conversations. You know, it's that certainly is a very diverse family background. I'm not sure I can say how common or uncommon that is. I do think, though, it points to one thing, and this gets back to something we touched on earlier, which is to say the conservative estimate that these numbers really are. You know, the way we did this survey is we asked people, who raised you? And then many people were raised by two biological parents, but some were raised by step-parents, others in other arrangements. And we only asked them about the religion of the two people who were most responsible for raising them. We didn't ask them about the religion of their grandparents. We didn't ask them about the religion of their aunts and uncles and cousins. These numbers really are a conservative estimate of the amount of religious mixing and matching that goes on in the United States. And I think the caller's experience kind of points to that.
We're talking about religious mixing and matching with Greg Smith from Pew Research Center. He worked on this huge study of religious life in the United States, talking about interfaith families, children brought up in different generations by people of different faiths or lack of same. Back to our callers now with Kirsten in Oshkosh. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just going to introduce another dynamic here. My wife and I are a same-sex married couple, and we argued for about 5 years about what religion we wanted to be together. I'm Lutheran, she's Catholic, and we were both pretty stuck on our religions and not willing to budge, but actually read research, much like this research, that said our best chance in our child having any religion was to make sure we picked the same one. And so one caved, the Catholic caved, and we ended up being Lutheran, and we're raising our daughter Lutheran. But in the end, we did choose a Catholic school for our child to go to, so we each kind of made out in the end.
Kirsten, thank you so much. A fascinating story about the negotiation, Greg, that goes on in an interfaith family. And this is probably a conversation that's been replicated in something like one of five families, as you found in your research.
That's absolutely right. There's no question that that religion is an important part of what it means to be married and an important part of what goes into making a good relationship. Many people, more than 4 in 10 Americans, tell us that having shared religious beliefs is very important to them, that they think it's one of the central ingredients that goes into making for a successful marriage. And I think the caller's experience kind of points to that.
Kirsten, thanks for sharing your story. Time for one more story from a listener, Gina in Illinois. Gina, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I would like to kind of share another dynamic, I guess, is how religion had affected our family. I come from a family of seven children, and all but two of us had received communion. We all were baptized Catholic, but my parents pulled out of the Catholic Church when I was probably at the age of two or three. Since then, we had not practiced any sort of religion, unless if a few of us kids would stay at a cousin's, then we would go to the church that they were going to. And it would happen that on my mother's side of the family, they were Jehovah Witness. So we went from, you know, going to the Catholic Church to sometimes going to a Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall on a Sunday.
Hmm.
But that disappeared when my brother had committed suicide. That seemed to kind of throw all of us kids all in different directions.
Wow. Gina, thank you. I'm sorry. We're just about out of time, Gina. But, Greg, I wanted to wrap up briefly. We have all these options. People are apparently shopping around for different religions just in 20 seconds or so.
There's no question about it. If you had to characterize religion in America in just a few words, a couple that I would highlight are dynamism and also churn. There's a lot of religious switching, a lot of religious mixing and matching that goes on within American life.
We'll leave it there, Greg. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you again for having me.
That's Gregory A. Smith, Associate Director of Research at Pew Research Center. He joined us to talk about his recent report showing 20% of Americans, at least, grew up in interfaith households. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time.